The Here Be Monsters Art Exchange is back. If you like to make art, and if you like to get art in the mail, then this is the thing for you. I'm really excited that we're doing it again. This is one of my favorite things about the podcast, and I've written up all the information about the Art Exchange at hbmpodcast.com/art. There's a sign-up form there that's open now, and it will be open until November 10th. So if you want to participate, please just fill that out before November 10th. And we'll get you paired up with someone else who wants to mail you art. And that's most of what I have to tell you. The rest of this episode is a conversation that I had with Devin Sherman at the park. Now, Devin is a past Art Exchange participant, and this year she's going to help me with some of the administrative work around the Art Exchange, which is going to be a huge help. So we talk a little bit about the Art Exchange, but we also talk about this 400-year-old book that Devin is obsessed with, and she has now kind of gotten me into thinking about this book. So she's going to explain a little bit of that too. But if you listen to the very end of this kind of pseudo episode, then there's actually one more special thing that I want to share with you, and I'll explain that when we get there. Devin, what is the anatomy of melancholy?
It's a 400-year-old book by Robert Burton. It's about 1,500 pages long, but that depends on the edition. And it is, I saw somewhere in some article recently, somebody called it a 17th century self-help book. It is a book about melancholy, both understood as a medical condition, and Robert Burton was ahead of his time in that way, in basically recognizing the existence of depression and mental illness. But it's also about many other causes of melancholy, grief, heartbreak, a general sadness about the state of the world and all the harm people do to each other and have been doing for thousands of years. It's not an easy read, but it's a beautiful book. There's a lot of wisdom in there. There's also a lot of humor. It's hilarious. There are werewolves and witches and vampires. There's a lot of arcane advice. It's a beautiful book that's largely forgotten, so I'm reading it, drawing pictures to go with it as I go, trying to bring it back to life. If I do 2 to 3 illustrations per page, I won't finish before I die. So I've accepted that this is more or less a life project. It's just going to always be a work in progress, going on and on and on and on. But yeah, there's a lot of just weird stuff, like the advice is hilarious. Don't take cake from witches is in there. Don't drink moat water. These are all things that will cause melancholy. I think if he draws any conclusion, it's be not solitary, be not idle.
You know, you participated in the Here Be Monsters Art Exchange back in 2019, the first year that it ran. And I saw your work kind of going by, like, as artists were exchanging. And I was like, huh, I wonder what that's about. I have no idea what that's about. And then I moved back to Seattle, a year goes by or whatever, and then get some message from you. And you're like, hey, is the Art Exchange ever happening again? I was like, oh my God, like, I would love it to happen again. I would love it to happen again, but I don't think I can justify doing it. The admin side of that is actually quite daunting. And then you sent me this message and you were like, I can help with the admin side of this if you want to do this again, because I love participating. And I said, okay, we're going to do it again. We're going to do the Art Exchange again. And it's this really simple idea. It's just, if you are someone who makes art, and you don't have to be like a professional artist or something like that to participate, but if you make something, if you make drawings or paintings, sculptures or books or digital art of some sort or sound art or film or just anything, if you make anything and you want to mail something to a stranger, someone else who listens to this show, and get something in return, that's what the Art Exchange is. And I'm going to take care of all the spreadsheet stuff of matching people up with each other. And Devin's going to take care of all of the relationships between the people who got matched up. And between the two of us, I think we can actually do it. this year, which is really exciting.
Excited. I love building connections. I love people sharing art. I'm so excited.
In this weird way, one of my favorite things about this podcast is just that there's so many like wonderful and weird people out in the world, and sometimes they don't know how to connect with each other. So if you want to be connected with someone like me or Devin or a million other different wonderful people who listen to this show, then please do go sign up for the 2022 Art Exchange, which is on the website. It's hbmpodcast.com/art. And there's a little form up there. It'll be open until the 10th of November. And just sign up before then. And we'll get you connected with someone. This used to be called the Summer Art Exchange, but just because of the way the world has turned, it's not happening in the summer. It's going to happen over the winter. And it's going to run, the like exchange itself, like you're going to work on your piece that you're going to send to your partner from the middle of November through January or so. And then by that time, you'll be able to pop something in the mail and get something in return in early 2023. And that's as complicated as it is, really. That's what I love. It's like actually quite a simple project at heart. It's just, if you make something or want to make something and you want to get something, then you can kind of set up this very simple exchange with someone else in the world. That's why I'm so excited to say that we're doing this again. And so thank you, Devin, for helping the administrative side of this, the part of it that's truly difficult. I really appreciate your help on this.
Oh, I'm happy to. I love connecting with people. I'm excited. And I think it's nice we're doing it in winter. I mean, January? Yeah. January can be a cruel month. It's a nice time to get some mail and have a project.
Anything else, Devin?
I think that's it. Don't drink the moat water. Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Don't drink the moat water. HBM Art Exchange 2022. Okay, I have some late breaking news for you, and it came in the form of an email from a listener named Robbie Quine. And the email had an MP3 attached to it, and Robbie said that it was a song that I could use if I had, just by any chance, a Halloween episode coming up. And I was thinking about it, I was like, who doesn't love a Halloween carol? You know, I love a Halloween carol. And I wrote Robbie back and I said, I don't have any Halloween episodes coming out, but I have been thinking about, you know, like Devin was talking about witches and werewolves and moat water and all that. I would love to use your song on the Art Exchange promotion episode. And Robbie wrote back like right away and said, yes, absolutely use it. And so I'm going to share that with you. This is a song by Robbie Quine called Glitter Rock Werewolf. Robbie also has a new album out called Glitter Hole. And you can listen to the full thing on any of the major streaming platforms, or you can buy it in various places. There's a link to the album in the show notes. Also in the show notes, you're going to find a link for the sign-up form for the Art Exchange. You'll find a link to Devin Sherman's work illustrating The Anatomy of Melancholy. And you'll also find a link for Endless Want, who is an animator that reached out on Instagram asking if they could help with anything upcoming for the show. And I said, sure. Can you make some of Devin's drawings into a wonderful, like, little short promotional video? And they said yes. And so there's a link to Endless Want as well. Go watch the promotional video. It's wonderful. HBM Podcast on Instagram and on Twitter. That's all I got for you. Here's Glitter Rock Werewolf by Robbie Quine.
Here I sit, bored as F, like a bump on a log. I slide into my skin tight jeans and wear a choker like a dog. Once a year we gather here underneath the harvest moon, a gig of monsters, as it were, and it's a common sin. Mummy on drum, track on bass, Frankenstein on lead guitar. Grab the mic, can start howling like a werewolf rock and roll star. A glitter rock werewolf. In the moonlight, flashing an evil whiplash smile.